Welcome back to another edition of Salt City FC, the podcast covering soccer in Utah and beyond. And we're going to stretch it a little bit, a couple extra hours south on I-15 for a special episode in studio. And this one, I'm not going to lie, is a little bit personal for me because I've known this guy since he was a teenager. RSL fans are just getting to know him, which I think is great. He's really busting out of his shell, breaking out in a lot of ways during this incredible run for the hashtag best road team in MLS. That's a trademark, patent pending right now. Nobody steal that, please, while I file that with the U.S. Library of Congress for a patent on that one. But Danny Musovski, Liberty High School star, Nevada State Gatorade Player of the Year, MLS Cup champion, technically. He has a ring with LAFC, now lighting it up with Real Salt Lake. Literally can't stop scoring goals this one, or when he's not scoring, he's assisting on some absolute bangers. Danny, thanks for sitting down with me for a couple of minutes to talk about the team and talk about your year.
Yeah, of course. Good to be here.
I also wanted to talk about Vegas because it is our mutual connection. I got my start in journalism at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You're from Henderson, Nevada, Liberty High School, hashtag Go Patriots,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We won't talk about Coronado or Foothill or any of those other schools right now. This is an all-Liberty fan cast at the moment. And so I do kind of want to start a little bit with Las Vegas because it's this area right now where when I was living there, it was a pre-pro sports market. High school sports were really big. Obviously, UNLV was hit and miss every now and then. It's becoming like the center of professional sports right now. First with the Golden Knights, your hometown Golden Knights, the Raiders there. Now talk about the A's and everything. Knock on wood, hoping for an MLS franchise there one day. I think that would be really cool to see. Do you feel a responsibility, though, as like a Vegas kid, a Vegas local, somebody from the Las Vegas Valley to kind of represent your hometown, which has been a little bit sporadic here and there with presenting pro athletes? Like, do you kind of have like a little bit of that chip to represent your hometown some?
I don't know if I would call it a responsibility, but I definitely take a certain pride from being from Las Vegas. And I think there's a lot of Las Vegas guys in MLS that I think we have like a little unity where we all keep in track with each other. We all know each other and we all just try to represent well in the league. So I think there's about five or six of us, and I think we just all try to do well to represent Vegas.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And you've got a couple of teams right now in your hometown that are representing very well. Talking with lifelong Vegas Golden Knights fan Danny Musovski since the inception of the franchise. He's been with them through thick and thin for the long history of the Golden Knights franchise, the Stanley Cup champions. Be honest with me. Were you the most unbearable hockey fan in the locker room during the last, like, 4 or 5 months or so during this postseason run?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say there's many hockey fans in our locker room, but there's definitely two or three, and I was definitely every single day, everyone was coming up to me saying, hey, Knights won. I'd tell everyone to watch the game. Yeah, I mean, I was excited that whole time, the whole run, and it was a good time.
How much has that franchise really galvanized the Las Vegas community?
I think, yeah, that's what I'm saying. People outside of Las Vegas, I don't think understand the impact that they've had on that community in Las Vegas. I think because being our first professional sports team, everybody in the city kind of, you know, clung to that team, and everyone got behind them, and they just have always been good right from the start and represented Vegas really well. So I think everyone takes a lot of pride in the Vegas Golden Knights, and them winning the Stanley Cup just literally is the cherry on top.
Yeah. You're taking a lot of pride right now with your game personally, and it took you a minute. I'm not going to lie. It took you a minute to kind of get acclimated to Real Salt Lake coming over in that trade from LAFC about a year ago now, a little more than a year ago. But it seems like you found your footing really well. 4 goals and 3 assists in MLS play on the year. 5 goals across, I think it's 12 competitions. We need Trey here because he's the walking stats guy to correct me. I'll go back in and edit this and post if I'm totally off here. But it seems like you found your footing really well right here to represent RSL. Just what's been working so well for you during the last dozen or games or so with the Open Cup run, being hashtag the best road team in MLS like you guys have been, and then obviously finding some points at home as well to climbing the table. Just what's been working for you personally and then with the team?
I think individually, when I first got here, I was dealing with injuries, and I think the difference is now that I feel healthy, so that definitely is a huge part in it. And then definitely the other part would be just getting chemistry with the team, and overall the team is just doing really well. So if the team is doing well, obviously individuals are also gonna shine and do good as well. So I think it's a combination of those two things.
It's a really promising run, and maybe made a little bit more promising by the arrival of your former LAFC teammate, new designated player striker Chicho Arango, who's been in training with you guys for the last couple of weeks. He'll be eligible for that July 8th match against Orlando. That's kind of his formal official first game, ready to start and whatnot. But what's it been like kind of reconnecting with Chicho, I guess, from your Los Angeles days and getting to know him again, or getting to re-know him again, and how's he sort of working his way into the club?
Yeah, I think so far in training he's doing fantastic. I think everybody's starting to see his quality, and yeah, Chicho's a really good guy. We had a good relationship in LA, and yeah, now he's here, and it's a little bit weird, just, you know, when you have a teammate at one team and then he comes over. So, but it's definitely good to see a familiar face, and I think he's coming into the team now when we're doing really well. So I think for RSL fans, you know, I think it's a good time to be an RSL fan, and I think we're gonna you know, do well with him.
When he was getting closer to finalizing that deal and coming in and whatnot, did you hit him up, send him a message on Instagram or anything like, hey, you got to try this spot, like, here's the best sushi house, here's the best...
Yeah, well, he had messaged me on Instagram about a week before I had even heard the news that he was coming here.
Really?
I'm sure he had known the news, but sure. he was just asking me how I was doing. How's RSL? How's the city?
Yeah.
And, like, we were just kind of talking about that through Instagram. And
you're like,
and
this is kind of random, but then a week later, you're like, oh, that explains
it. Every now and then, we'd always reply to each other's stories, just see how he was doing when he was in Mexico. But, you know, it's just funny, that timing. And then we found out a week later that he was coming here, and I just texted him. I said, see you soon. And so he's excited to be here, and yeah, it'll be good.
Doing a little bit of city scout work, his due diligence as he was kind of looking at the deal there.
Yeah.
That's really good to hear. Be honest, because he's eligible to train with you guys and everything, obviously can't officially join, be eligible to play until the transfer window after July 5th. Is Chicho Arango the best practice squad player in the history of MLS, though?
I would say so at the moment. He's got to be.
It feels like he's probably up there. I mean, former MLS Newcomer of the Year, won an MLS Cup title with you guys at LAFC and everything. Just a goal-scoring machine. The fact that he's only available in training, like, I feel like he puts on that penny and it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, right?
Exactly.
You've been doing pretty well. You've been probably facing off with him somewhat, with getting some first team minutes, some starters minutes right now, going against that practice squad or reserve squad or that kind of thing. What's it like going up against him a little bit in training some?
You know, I think he's good. He's just a quality player. He brings quality, and I think he helps out, especially more our defense, prepare for our games on the weekend, because, you know, they have to go up against Chicho, and he's dangerous, and he's threatening from everywhere. So I just think he keeps everyone on their toes, make sure we're playing at a high level, and then I think that's helping us in the games.
I've always thought of you as a goal scoring machine, again going back to your days at Liberty and with the hashtag Mobsters Forever, Las Vegas Mobsters, through LAFC and now here at RSL, even in college, I mean, you've been a goal scoring machine. 4 goals and 3 assists in MLS play on the year. You're breaking out not just as a goal scorer, but also as a little bit of a setup man. You've had this really nice connection with Pablo Ruiz, some doing a little bit more hold up play, which is I won't lie, kind of new to me, seeing you as like that hold-up striker and setting up your teammates. Is that something that you've come to appreciate just as much as scoring goals? I mean, that's obviously number one as a striker, but being able to set up your teammates like that, is that something you're also kind of learning to appreciate just as much?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me it's equally as important as scoring goals. I think throughout my career I feel like I've matured more into just being able to make the simple passes, and I think that's helped me get a lot more assists over the past couple of years in this league. So for me, it's just keeping it simple. If I see the man open and he's in a better position than I am, I don't really hesitate to just play it to him. I trust my teammates, and I feel like when you do that, you're going to rack up more assists more easily. It's not even that I'm necessarily doing anything complicated. I just feel like I pass it to the open player.
Yeah. There seems to be like a that seems to be a very like Pablo Mascherini type of style of like if you've got a shot, take a shot, but also keep an eye on your teammates, because if they're dogging down on you, there's going to be somebody open, so keep an eye on that open guy, right? Like, that's almost like built into the system, maybe?
Yeah, I would say so. It's I mean, that should just kind of, for me, that's a principle that I think should just go in all of soccer, you know, just pass to the open guy. But definitely, yeah, Pablo drills that point, and I think we're doing it.
Sure. What's behind the best road team in MLS right now? Like, what is it about you guys on the road, going out, getting results, getting wins even sometimes? You've got, like, this road field advantage aura around you guys that I think has been really fun to watch. Is there something there, or is it just kind of the old cliche, one game at a time and taking one game at a time?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a little bit of the combination of the group. There's definitely has to be something with the group that we're putting out there. But I think part of it, I was thinking about it too the other day, like, why are we winning a lot on the road? And I think a big part of it, I think, is we're going into these places, these hostile environments, and I think we're just kind of have an attitude of, we have nothing to lose. Like, we're going in there, everybody's against us, the fans are chirping at us, just everything is against us. And I think when we're in those situations, I feel like we do a good job to rise to the occasions and give it to the other teams. Like, I feel like teams are thinking that we're going to back down, but we just go out there and play to win.
We see a little bit from the outside of what road trips are like with you guys. Shout out to Delmi and Trey on the PR team, and Emma and all of them on the digital team, kind of showing us a little bit of some BTS and behind the scenes looks. My favorite weekly post is the team walk post from you guys. We see a lot of that sort of thing. But can you give us a little peek behind the curtain on what a road trip is like for you guys? How much time are you guys spend? Is there a little bit of extra, like, just spending time together, whether it's bunkering down in the hotel? I don't know if somebody brings their Xbox every week to play with, or do you just kind of have, like, that sort of communal feel, I guess, when you're on the road?
Yeah, I think we have, just a good team with good guys and good vibes. I think everybody has their own different things. Some guys bring their Xbox and play. Some guys play cards. That's my group, me, Dami, Bertine. There's about a group of four or five of us, Elijah. We all play poker. Okay. Well, that's, like, been our thing on the road. I feel like ever since we've been playing poker, we haven't lost a game on the road. So,
it's card games.
Knock
on wood, but that's what it is.
Just think on the road, we have a good vibe. We have a good thing going. And, we spend all of our time together for meals and all that stuff. And then I just think there's a good camaraderie. Whatever we're doing, it's working. So we're just going to keep doing it.
Who's the most cutthroat poker player in that group?
Definitely Demir.
Demir?
Yeah, he's just, he'll go all in on a risky hand, and it's hard to play against him.
I feel like Bertin's a little bit sneaky.
Bertin is up there as well, but I would say Demir's a little bit more high risk.
Demir's got that. Okay. He's not afraid to. I guess he knows when to hold him.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. We won't go any further down that road right there though. I wanted to, for the last couple of minutes wrapping up here, I just wanted to get kind of your impressions on Utah, Salt Lake City, beyond just playing for RSL and MLS and that kind of thing, because it feels like sometimes growing up in Vegas, you know, you're 6 hours away from Salt Lake City, and yet also there are two cities that couldn't be much more different in some ways. I've lived in both places. Like, it feels like there's this connection, but also almost like this divide. So just, how are you enjoying Utah? How are you enjoying Salt Lake? Is there a place that you want to give, like, a special shout out to, or that kind of thing? Or what's just been sort of your general interaction the last year with the area, not even necessarily the club?
Yeah, well, I think the city in general is just beautiful. And I think the more I've lived here, the more I think I've enjoyed living here. So it's definitely a good place to live. And it is definitely a lot different than Las Vegas, but it's okay, you know, I like the
or
different.
LA even, I
or
guess.
LA, yeah, big difference there. And I think, yeah, the winters are obviously hard here. That was something I wasn't used to. But again, you could find appreciation in it, that it's not always the same like Vegas or an LA winter. So it's different, but, you know, I like it so far. And if there's one place, Vessel Kitchen is just where I always eat most of my meals. I love that place.
Vessel Kitchen.
Shout out to Vessel Kitchen.
Okay, not a sponsor, but could be. Vessel, call us at Salt City FC on Instagram. We got a deal for you right now. We'll make it Vessel Kitchen. I don't think I've tried them.
What's
like their specialty?
It's a very healthy food place, but it tastes so good. So that's why I like eating there. I eat there probably like 3-4 times a week.
What's your go-to on the menu?
I get their sweet potato hash and their macaroni usually with their shredded chicken.
Oh, good macaroni. Yeah.
But I switch it up a lot too because I can't eat the same thing every time. It'll get plain.
Okay. So. I'm looking for good macaroni places around here. But
it's good there.
I found a gluten-free macaroni shop actually out here in Harriman not too long ago that is fire. It's really, really good. You don't think of gluten-free macaroni, but this one is like it's legit very good. I'm also one of those health nuts a little bit who's gluten-free, so that right there. Yeah, we won't go any further on that. That's boring right there. But Danny Musoski, striker for Real Salt Lake, Las Vegas born, hashtag mobsters forever. You're always going to be former Las Vegas mobsters forward.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Musoski.
I will be.
In my mind. Liberty High's finest. I like to end when I talk with you guys with just a message for the fans, for the RSL fans. If you had just 30 seconds or a minute to just say, just leave a message with every RSL fan, what would you want to tell them?
I would just say thank you for the support, and I think it's a good time to be an RSL fan right now because I feel like we're hitting stride, and I feel like once we start getting these results at home, it's going to be an exciting time.
Danny Musoski, starting striker right there, a.k.a. Chicho's best friend. Exciting times to be an RSL fan. Thanks so much for joining me on Salt City FC, man.
Yeah, thank you.